Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with Scott Geyer. He is the hay and forage equipment marketing manager for John Deere. Let's talk about balers today, Scott. What's coming down new and or different with John Deere balers?
Sure. So 8 new models, one series John Deere round balers. So 4x5, 5x5, 4x6, and 5x6.
So what sort of things are on these new balers then?
So a major upgrade right off the start that you'll notice is a new touchscreen color display. So G5E is the new John Deere display. And what you get with that is the look and feel of some other, similar to our other John Deere displays that customers are familiar with. So opportunity to customize some run pages. One feature is we can see how much net is remaining, which is kind of a big deal. And then some opportunity to do some documentation with moisture and weight.
You can measure the moisture, which has been, that technology has been around a while, but you're measuring yield and making yield maps.
Yeah, so using our weighing system that suspends the bale on the gate right before you dump it out, we can put that data into our John Deere Operations Center and generate a yield map. And what we've seen customers doing with that yield map is doing some variable rate fertilizer. And there's some studies out that we're saving $14, $15 an acre based on the variable rate, depending on the crop and depending on where you are.
The moisture, a lot of times we think about, hey, we want it dry enough in order to put up good hay, but there is people that don't want it too dry.
Yeah, it's a mix. So too dry is a negative, and too wet is also a negative. And so really dialing in that moisture sensor from an accuracy standpoint is really important to get the right number.
I see more baleage at least talked about. Why is it that there is a bit of a trend toward baleage?
Sure. So you're seeing a couple reasons. One being the amount of time that it takes for the hay production cycle in general. So it's cut in half. 2 to 3 days at the max, and then the other one is the feed value that you get from it. And so you're baling this high moisture crop, and then you're wrapping it in with some kind of wrapping solution, and the feed value is significantly higher.
I would assume the equipment that you need on a baler that can deal with something that high a moisture is not the same as one that's baling dry feed.
Sure. So it's a mix of both. You can certainly use one equipped to bale high moisture in dry hay, and it'll work great. But there are some things with starter rolls and a couple additional rollers that we can help to get that high moisture hay it's a little harder to bale starting.
And that's where that moisture sensors come in, because you want to make sure that hay's not too dry and not too wet.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're talking 4 to 5% range up or down at the most. And again, too wet is less quality, and too dry, you've wasted some money, because there's no reason to wrap it. Right?
Are those balers available in 2024 then?
They are. So we introduced them late in August, and they're orderable now, and they'll start delivering early in 2024.
We're visiting with Scott Geyer. He is the hay and forage equipment marketing manager for John Deere. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.